Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've heard this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. First-time listeners, I'm particularly glad you've tuned in. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to another new episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students' and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. I'm glad you could join me for episode 025, recorded on January 3rd, 2011. Happy New Year! How were your last 2 weeks? Were they good for you? I'm trying to shake off a little bit of MSG fuzziness from something I had to eat at the Cheesecake Factory yesterday. So please excuse me if I get a little tongue-tied today. It was really hard to shake myself out of bed. And with that said, I wish to wish you a great year full of excellent playing and insight and improvement in your craft. Yeah, so yesterday we met a friend who we couldn't get together with at Christmas at the Cheesecake Factory for lunch, and tasted great, but man, I can only attribute how I feel to MSG. I have that typical after MSG fuzzy head, so I hope that dissipates as the day wears on. Let's see. On New Year's Day, I cut my nails. Not earth-shattering, I know, but in the past month or so, probably because of doing a lot of cleaning and other than guitar playing things with my nails and kind of abusing my hands a bit, the tips of my right hand nails were beginning to crack a little bit. Not serious, but, you know, just crack enough to catch on something or, you know, snag on a sweater. Of course, I smoothed them out with a glass or crystal file as soon as a problem arose and coat them with a Perfect Formula gel coat. But though I could keep them from breaking altogether, their condition wasn't optimum the last few weeks, so I cut them back. I'll play a little funky for a week or two until enough nail grows back in to play with and have a little bit of nail on my string as well as fingertip, but, you know, the nails will be in good condition. So I want to just welcome you to the new year and say that if you play with your right-hand nails and they get shabby or begin to snag on your clothes, find a window of time during which you do not have to perform, take a deep breath, and cut your nails back. I know it sounds awful, especially for you people who've, you know, had long nails for a long time, but if you have one of these seasons in your life where they're just not in the greatest condition, it's a good thing to do. If you do it, don't be surprised that your fingertips will be a little bit more sensitive than you're used to. You know, your nails have protected those fingertips from contact for a long time. They're the opposite of your calloused left-hand fingertips that, you know, you could stick with a needle or practically burn. And in the very beginning, you're not even going to feel that. So this is a wise thing. Find a time when you don't have to use your nails. Cut them back. Have nice, fresh, clean edges for them. Make sure you file them with a crystal or glass file. I don't recommend emery boards unless it's a really, 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 really super fine one. And if you take gelatin or biotin, and by the way, check with your physician before you do take anything I mention on this show, it will speed up the regrowth and should improve the quality of your nails. But check with your doctor, check with your doctor, check with your doctor. I make no claim to have any appropriate medical or physiological knowledge for you, and I waive all possible indemnity if you take biotin or gelatin and something bad happens. Okay, today's show is going to include the December student review, so let's get right into it. Because my schedule was very, very light, we're going to be skipping the question of the week. So let's move right into the spotlight and get the show going. In the student spotlight this week, there are only two students, and, you know, I only taught for two partial days last week. It was nice to have some time off, but most of my students were away, and I did instruct those who were around and wanted to be instructed and not have a break. The two students in the warm glow of the spotlight this week are Arthur and Elliot. Arthur and Elliot are both gifted students. They did well and usually do excellently. Both of them have their technical challenges, but they are progressing and improving all the time. Great going, dudes. As I just said, I'm going to skip the question of the week, which usually occurs now, because the student review for December is included in this episode, and my fuzzy MSG brain is just not going to deal with the question of the week. Thanks for your understanding. Let's move along to this week's news. This week is from our good friends at Epiphone. They have a contest going on, and it's still not too late to enter, to win a stunningly gorgeous Joe Bonamasso limited edition Les Paul gold top outfit. You can enter until January 31st. Now, this is a dream guitar if you would like to have a Les Paul. Like all of the contests to win great guitars, you need to enter your name, email address, phone number, etc. If you're under 18, please check with your parents before you do this. I disavow any acknowledgement of suggesting that you do this if you're under 18. If you're an adult and you're jonesing for a Les Paul and won't or can't purchase one, you might want to throw your name in the hat in hopes of being chosen to win this beautiful instrument. I will mention contests to win guitars made and offered by various other builders throughout 2011 in contests, so stay tuned. This would be a great opportunity if a Les Paul is something you'd like and it's just a little bit out of your reach. Let's move along to the December 2010 student review. Okay, I'm up against the clock on this review, so I'm going to move along pretty quickly. So this is for December 2010, the last review of last year. Anna, welcome. You have had only two lessons, but you know a great deal about music from having played piano for quite a while. You have an artistic temperament, which is a wonderful thing to see, and artistic proclivities, so I'm sure you're going to do very well. Be sure to fit guitar practice time into your already busy day. Anya, your technique is improving a lot. You are one of the students I wish had an easier life schedule. I know you don't get to play daily, and you should, but there are just so many hours in a day, so try to get to the guitar as often as time allows you to. Arno, other than neglecting to keep your Taylor hydrated, you're doing really well. I think that you agree that you have a lot more flexibility and you're able to stretch way farther with way more power than a month or so ago. Don't get discouraged when you find yourself plateauing. It happens. Just be diligent and you will break through the wall on your speed studies. Arthur, great progress, dude. You're more relaxed and the music you're playing is extremely challenging and complex. You're doing wonderfully. Just be sure you're putting in enough time on lesson material. I know you're playing a lot of other things, and that's great, but be sure you don't shortchange the assigned things. Brad, dude, your easy distraction is killing your progress with the guitar. You really have to rein in your thoughts while you practice or play. If you don't, you won't get any progress. Get a grip, guy. Brittany, ooh, I am liking your playing. I hope now that Christmas is over and the new year has passed and Thanksgiving is done that our lessons are going to be more regular. The last few times we were together, you were improving and playing pretty well, except the evening you were giddy. Let's not even go there. Practice when you can and keep up the good work. Carol, 2011 must hold changes for you. We had a discussion about this last week. You need to have some personal downtime and the option of enriching yourself. I'm not talking about extreme self-indulgence, but you just need some downtime. Last year, you didn't have any. I'm hopeful that you will be able to create a workable schedule for yourself this year, and in it, you'll have some time to get back to playing the guitar you love with some regularity. Danielle, you're doing so well. I'm enjoying your zeal and your excellent progress, understanding, and technique. I love that you love the guitar. Keep up the good work. Elliot, your natural musicality is terrific. Now, you must have discipline to get the very most out of this gift. That comes with diligent practice. I am not saying that you're not practicing. I know that you are. I'm saying that for someone as gifted as you to become a great guitarist, you need to be disciplined to practice both the techniques that seem easy as well as those techniques that are a challenge. You are playing way more difficult music than most guitarists with less than a year of experience. But cultivate your gift. Gary, good work this month, dude. I think you're getting more and more relaxed with rhythm. I'm looking forward to working on some cool stuff with you in 2011. Hey, Julia, you're doing really well. I think you could probably practice more based on your Facebook posts, but be that as it may, you are progressing well. I like that you really want to play properly and don't settle for almost right. That's an admirable, the MSG is killing me. That's an admirable character trait. I hope you never lose it. Melissa, great going this month. You're inspired and it shows in your playing. Keep up the good work. Olivia, you're a super guitarist. That is definitely you. Your progress is only limited by how small your hands are. Olivia, you're a delight to work with and you are a musician's musician and you're playing guitar excellently. Rob, you're moving along very well. My only correction with you is that when you're not sure about something, I don't hear from you, and you guess at whether you're doing something correctly or you let a mystery be a mystery for a whole week. I mean, you're progressing great, but really communicate with me if you're unsure about something or you just don't know if you're doing something correctly. I'm here for you, so call me. Talia, we have some work to do with you, keeping you aware of the rhythm of your music. Lately, you have tended to ignore it. I don't know why that is. You used to be really careful with that. Other than that, you're doing marvelously. So let's get you back to the basics of rhythm this month. That wraps it up for my 2010 December 2000 review of students. Let's move along to the take note topic for this week. Something that I've mentioned several times in the previous 24 podcast episodes, but obviously not enough. When I was with Arno the week before Christmas, I played that beautiful new Taylor he received as a 40th birthday gift from his father-in-law. To my surprise and dismay, it was buzzing. No matter how much Arno played since he received that guitar, he could not have worn a fret down unevenly enough to create a buzz, so I knew it was the death rattle of dehydration. People, I don't go on and on about this for no reason. Arno's beautiful new guitar needed serious humidification. I haven't seen him since then, and I hope that when I do on Wednesday night, the guitar will be improved. What should you do if your guitar is drying up and the wood is shrinking in? At that point, your regular humidifier isn't enough, so don't even bother with it. Get a really large plastic bag, like a trash bag, something that can fit over your guitar in a guitar stand and also fit around a large pot of water. Fill the pot and keep your guitar in this humidity tent unless you're playing it. Be sure it isn't near any source of heat also. If you have room in your dwelling in which you have a humidifier running, you know, some people have a humidifier in, you know, a kid's room or something like that, or in just a room that maybe doesn't have great insulation and dries out. And if that room that has humidification going on is sufficiently heated, that would be the best place to set up this guitar triage tent. If you don't have a humidified room, it's fine, but triage the guitar, and you really need to do it. And this is the time of year that a lot of guitars get ruined. Another less effective thing you can do is to put your guitar in the bathroom when anyone in the family takes a shower or a bath. Be sure the door is closed and let the steam get into the untreated wood surfaces. If you don't have success with this and don't see a drastic improvement in, say, a week and a half, 2 weeks, take your guitar to a luthier to be revived. If you ignore dehydration, it will not go away. Your guitar will not turn to normal when the heat is turned off in your home. So if your acoustic guitar shrinks too much, it can crack. Whether you have an acoustic or electric, the shrinkage of the neck wood is what causes the buzzing. People, why won't you use your humidifiers? I mean, this is not a hard thing. Okay, I'm done. That wraps it up for the segments of episode 025. Let's move along to the outro. A lot of people commented that they liked the background music behind the outro last week, so I thought I'd keep the trend going. Cut your nails if they're showing wear or snagging. Then use a microfine file such as crystal or glass and protect them with your favorite product. Mine is Perfect Formula's Gel Coat. Great work, Arthur and Elliot. You still have nearly a month to enter a drawing to win a Joe Bonamassa limited edition Les Paul from Epiphone. Whether you have a junky, clunky, crummy guitar or have a Froggy Bottom, Ramirez, or PRS, dry air is no respecter of quality. It will ruin your guitar in very short order. So please, 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 please humidify if your guitar is already buzzing. If it is buzzing, you need to make an emergency humidity tent. If it isn't buzzing, you still need to humidify it. Work hard in 2011, and your improvement will be fantastic. Happy New Year, everybody.